Cunningham at her home in Carmel, California, and the date is July 28, 1964. Present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney. Patricia, would you tell me first about your art school training or your art training?
I was a graduate of University of California, then studied in Munich and Paris and France and Italy, and then went back to New York and worked as an artist.
That was the University of California in Berkeley?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you first happen to get on any of the government-sponsored art projects?
I just can't remember, isn't that funny?
Was it when you were living here on the Monterey Peninsula?
I was living here in the Monterey Peninsula, and all of a sudden, I mean, basically I remember I was on it. Because I'm a native Californian, mm-hmm. and my mother's family are native Monterey.
Did many other artists that you knew from the area, were many of the artists that you knew in the area working on the project at that time?
I didn't, all of them that I knew were working on the project, as far as that goes, every one of them.
Who were some of those people?
André Moreau and Elwood Graham, who's become very... And...
Was Barbara on the
Barbara, mm-hmm.
That's Barbara Stevenson, who was married to Elwood Graham.
Yes, Barbara Stevenson and my cousin Cicely Moran.
Cicely Moran?
And her name then was Edwards.
Who was the supervisor here in Monterey?
Emily Waldo.
Do you know August Gay? I understand he was a supervisor
yes.
before mm-hmm. Emily Waldo took over.
Yes, we know him very well. But he died.
During the time of the project?
I think so, didn't he?
I'm really not sure.
Oh, and he and Bruce Arras was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Bruce Arras did an absolutely fabulous mural at the Pacific Grove High School. It was really divine. Burned down.
Oh, it burned.
Isn't that too bad? And he had all the personalities in that mural, and all of the history of Monterey and the fishing industry and the Fisherman's Wharf and Pacific Grove Beach and the Feast of Lanterns and all of us. It was really a beautiful thing.
Well, that was sort of the general attitude towards the murals at that time, put in all your friends.
Well, and it would have been such fun now to go and see them, because there was my son as an infant in my mother's arm.
Oh, really?
He all stuck into the beach, and he's now getting his PhD in astrophysics.
Oh, my gosh.
And
was this a fresco? Was that in West Palm?
Yeah.
And was that the Pacific Grove High School?
Pacific Grove High School, because now it's replaced by a new building.
What part of the building was it in, or what?
The library.
In the library, was it an interior?
Yes.
And that was done by Bruce Arras?
Bruce Arras and August Gay.
And August Gay.
August Gay supervised.
Did any of the other painters around here work on that project?
No, only the two of them, and it was done August Gay's beautiful tonality. He had a marvelous sense of color, you know. Yes.
I haven't seen any of his work, no, unfortunately. But he designed the mural.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also Bruce.
Oh, they worked together on the design?
They worked together. And Bruce was and is a marvelous draftsman. So it was a really wonderful work of art, and everyone's mad about it. But the tragedy is losing the whole history of the fishing industry, which is gone now, of course.
Yeah.
And it's the abalone pounders, who are all Japanese women who worked in one of the warehouses pounding abalone.
Oh.
It was the most charming sight to see. Things like that.
They were all in cookery.
Mm-hmm.
When did the building burn down? Was it recently or sometime ago?
Since the war.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other mural projects in this area?
Yes, I did one for the Bay School that is now being torn down, but luckily it was on campus, so they could take it to the, and install the new school.
Is that a grammar school?
Mm-hmm.